Everyone, and welcome to Dose of the Dead podcast. Today is October 3rd, 2017, and this is the 15th episode of the podcast. So if you saw my Instagram post, I believe it was Friday night, I told you guys I'm going to be covering the fall tour from 1994. So that will include the 6 shows from Boston, the 3 shows from Maryland, 3 shows from Philadelphia, and the last 6 shows from Madison Square Garden in New York. Why I decided to cover this tour, maybe, is what you're asking, is, I don't know, I've just been listening to, it was back the beginning of September, I think, yeah. I just hit a show on this day on re-listen, and it was one of the last shows of, like, I guess their summer tour. It was at Shoreline in 94, and I just decided to listen to that, and I really liked it, and I looked for what was, if there was any more shows on that tour, which there wasn't, because that was the end of the summer tour, and then I saw the fall tour. So I've been listening to those shows throughout, and I mean, it's maybe like a critically acclaimed tour with things I've been reading on, but I don't know, for me, personally, it doesn't sound like it's as horrible as people make it sound. I'm sure, you know, it's not, it's not their golden era or their prime, but I just felt like I wanted to cover it, and I hope some people enjoy listening to it also. So like I said, there's the for this episode, the first part one is we're going to be covering the first 6 shows from Boston, Massachusetts, at the Boston Garden. So it ran from September 27th, 94 until October 3rd, which is today. So I'm not going to be really doing much talking since there is 6 shows. That means I'm going to pick one song from each show, so it's going to go a little longer. I don't want to be talking as much, so it's mostly going to be all music from the shows. But I will read off the set list before I play the song I picked from that certain show. I want to say, for a majority of the part, the songs I picked are newer songs, like 90s era. They're nothing. There's, like, maybe two from the 80s, but most of them are newer songs. Mostly, for the most part, is I pick those because I really haven't heard them that much, and I don't know, I felt like it fit the time more. They were more just learning those songs, so they had, I feel like they played it a little tighter. So with this tour, like I said, being, I guess you want to call it critically acclaimed, I was reading a bunch of stuff how, this is where Jerry really started to deteriorate, and you could tell from his performances. Like I said, personally, I really don't see it that much, but, I'm sure if you're in the midst of being a deadhead and going to, 10 shows a year, and it just, you could see getting worse and worse, you would be able to see it better, obviously, than I would, being a 23-year-old, I guess, new millennium deadhead, which I obviously still have a lot to learn. But I saw it called quote-unquote Tour from Hell, Fall 94, and Jerry was forgetting some lyrics, forgetting some parts, playing too fast, playing too slow, and Bobby had to step up and try to help him out, along with Vince on the keys. But I mean, say what you want, it's still better than anything that's out today. So I'll read the set list from Tuesday, September 27th, 1994. They opened up with Feel Like a Stranger, They Loved Each Other, Minglewood Blues, So Many Roads, Maggie's Farm, Cumberland Blues, Easy Answers, Deal. Set 2, China Cat, Sunflower, I Know You Rider, Women Are Smarter, Way to Go Home, Karina, Uncle John's Band, Drum Space, Watchtower, Standing on the Moon, and the encore was Johnny Be Good. So the song that I picked from this show is Karina, actually. I heard it listening to there's a video on YouTube that's called it's called So Many Roads, 1995 album from the Grateful Dead. And what they did was really they just put together what would have been their, I guess you want to call it, next studio album. I guess just looking at it in hindsight, all the songs that really came out around that time that they played live but never really put to put to a studio track. So maybe if, you know, Jerry was around 2 or 3 more years, this could have been out on a studio album. But I also just bought Rat Dog's album, the one that came out in 2000, and this song I saw was on there. So I listened to it a few times on, like I said, on YouTube, and then I just bought it on Friday. So I've been listening to that, and then I heard it again while I was listening to this on re-listen. So this is the song I picked from September 27th. So here's Karina.
Thank you.
So there was Karina from September 27th, 94. So they played the exact next night after. They played on the 28th. Then they opened up with Let the Good Times Roll, Bertha, Greatest Story Ever Told, West LA Fadeaway, El Paso, Lazy River Road, which is the song I'm going to be playing, Eternity, Don't Ease Me In, Set 2, Victim or the Crime, Foolish Heart, Looks Like Rain, Samba in the Rain, Drum Space, The Wheel, I Need a Miracle, Black Peter, Love Light, and encore was Baby Blue. this show, I thought it was pretty good. The Let the Good Times Roll, I don't know, it was, usually I love when that starts off a show, but it was hard to get into, and also with Bertha, I didn't really feel it. Lazy River Road, obviously, I picked that song because that was one of the best songs I liked, in this show. Victim or the Crime and Foolish Heart on, were also really good. And then the encore, Baby Blue, they played off really good too. But, you know, it was second night of the tour, so they were just starting to gel then, and they didn't repeat any songs from the first night. But so from 9:28, here's Lazy River Road.
Wait there. never quite catch a tune. Stars fall down. Train by train, rattle my dreams up full. I'll tear way down, down along that lazy river road. Tear me right through the eye. Tread the road. All the others I let pass by, only more did you. Never had much for carries love. Oh, how you cried out blue. Way down, down on lazy river road.
So there was Lazy River Road from September 28th. That's also, like I said, I picked newer songs. That would be a newer song that I saw on that, I guess, Ghost next studio album, which would be on there since they never put that to a studio record. So the next night would be September 29th, 94. And the set list for that night was Hell in a Bucket, Peggy O, Wang Dang Doodle, Ramble Odd Rose, Masterpiece, Brown Eyed Woman, Let It Grow, Set 2, Playing in the Band, Eyes of the World, Estimated Profit, He's Gone, Drum Space, Spanish Jam, The Other One, Wharf Rat, Sugar Magnolia, and the encore was I Fought the Law. The song I picked from this show is Wang Dang Doodle. Also, in some of those forms I was telling you about how people were complaining about Jerry's playing and all this other stuff. This, after I picked it, after I was reading them and I saw this was a lot of people picked this song as a standout song from the tour. So, I mean, I guess I'm not the only one who liked it. So, also, Eyes of the World was pretty good. I saw a lot of people saying Jerry started off too fast and then went too slow, but it sounded good to me. I just didn't pick that because I feel like I've picked Eyes of the World for a lot of different episodes so far. So Wang Dang Doodle, they played it a lot in the 80s. You could see it was 80s and 90s was used a lot in their repertoire. So from September 29th, here is Wang Dang Doodle. We'll be right back. So there was Wang Dang Doodle. They head off the next two nights, the 30th and the 31st, and they came back on October 1st, which was a Saturday. They opened up with Help on the Way, Slipknot, Franklin's Tower, which was really good too. I definitely like when they opened that. If you listen to, I think it was episode 13 of my podcast, I played a show from the end of August or the middle of August, 75, and they opened up with Help on the Way, Slipknot, Franklin. I really like when they do that, and I didn't want to pick that again also because I feel like I overbear you listeners with kind of the same song, so I'm trying to mix it up a little bit. Then you got Walking Blues, Althea, Me and My Uncle, Big River, Tom Thumb's Blues, So Many Roads, Promised Land. Set two was Scarlet Pagonis, Fire on the Mountain, Way to Go, Saint of Circumstance, Terrapin Station, Drum Space, The Last Time, Stella Blue, One More Saturday Night, and the encore was Liberty. So the song I picked from this show was So Many Roads. Also, again, sticking with the newer-ish 90s Dead songs. So you really have Karina, Lazy River Road, So Many Roads. That could probably be three singles if they put it out another studio album. Out of all three of them, So Many Roads is definitely my favorite and probably one of the most popular out of those batch of songs. So from October 1st, 94, here's So Many Roads.
Thought I heard the blackbird sing up on Hooper Hill. Call me a wild boy, but when the sun goes shining, the rain of you will come. There's evening when I come. Underneath the cocoa, why face to go. Many roads I tell you, so many roads I know. So many roads I know. So many roads, so many roads.
So Many Roads from October 1st. The next night, October 2nd, they opened up with Jack Straw, Loser, All Over Now, Road Jimmy, Broken Arrow, Mama Tried, Mexicali Blues, Tennessee Jed, Picasso Moon. Second set was Ico Ico, Samba in the Rain, If the Shoe Fits, Samson and Delilah, Crazy Fingers, Truckin', That Would Be Something, Drum Space, The Days Between, Throwin' Stones, Not Fade Away, and encore was U.S. Blues. I was gonna pick Samba in the Rain, but I don't know. I didn't really like the Samba in the Rain. I think on the 28th, I believe, or the 27th, was a better version, and I already wanted one of those songs. So I don't know if you want to listen to it. I would listen it. I prefer that version better than the one on the 2nd. Ico Ico was good. The Jack Straw to open up was good. It was pretty short, one of on the shorter end of Jack Straw's, I guess, because it was an opener. The one Jack Straw I heard for an opener, it was Red Rocks. That was one of the, I don't know, it was a while ago. It was on one of my episodes, but I believe it was from the 80s. But if you get the chance to go back, listen to that Jack Straw is really good. I know it has nothing to do with 94, but I don't know, it just came into my mind. But the song I did pick was the second to last set two closer, Throwing Stones. I guess, like I said, it's not a newer song because it was on Built to Last, but you know, late 80s. Not Built to Last, it's In the Dark. It's 87. But I guess you could say, well, from 87 to 95, it's all newer material. But so this from October 2nd, 94, here's Throwing Stones. Thank you.
Anymore the pitch drop bosses on the dime. Anyway, they're all just meant to pay the price. See, money greed, it's the only way. Soon I'm gonna be wherever today. So they began to shake their bones. Politicians, ruins, don't see. Oh,
Again, that was Throwing Stones from October 2nd. So the last night of the Boston run was October 3rd, which is today's date. They opened up with Touch of Grey, Beat It On Down the Line, Loose Lucy, Little Red Rooster, Childhood End, Dire Wolf, Black Throat of Wind, Birdsong. Set 2 was Box of Rain, Shakedown Street, Cassidy, Going Down the Road, Drum Space, The Wheel, Watchtower, Acts of My Life, Around and Around. And the encore was Broke Down Palace. Just for the sake of it being the last show of this episode, the last show of the Boston run, I decided to pick the last show of this, the last song of this show as the encore, Broke Down Palace. I don't know, I've heard mixed reviews about people's favorite encore song, Summer U.S. Blues. I've also heard people call it Useless Blues because they constantly played it in the 80s and some people just got sick of it. But I've probably two or three go-to encores, and Broke Down Palace is definitely my one or two. But it's definitely a great version of this song. And then after this they're off to Landover, Maryland, which we'll be covering in the next episode. Not Landover, Maryland. I'm sorry. They'll be headed to the Spectrum in Philadelphia. So those are three shows at the Spectrum and three shows in Maryland. So that next episode, part two of my coverage of the fall of 94 tour, will cover those six shows from Philly and Maryland. So I hope you enjoyed my picks from Boston. I hope you enjoy listening to the 94 tour. If you have any requests from the next six shows from 10/5 until 10/11, you can comment on my posts on Instagram. You could direct message me on Instagram and let me know what you want to hear. If you have any stories or insight on the 94 tour that I didn't cover or that I didn't talk about, I'm gladly appreciate you telling me about those, and I'll give you guys a shout out and talk about it on the next episode or the episode after that, because it'll be in three parts. Then the next six shows will be Madison Square Garden from October 13th to October 19th. We have all that, and then after this is done, then we'll be going right into Dead & Company's coverage of their fall tour starting November 12th. I just got my ticket for November 14th. I won't be going to the opening show. I'll be going to the one on Tuesday, and then I'll be looking to order mine for Wells Fargo Center on the 16th within the coming days. Maybe one other show. I don't know. I think I'm only be able to go to two, but we'll see. Two is better than none. So here's Broke Down Palace from October 3rd, 1994, Boston Garden, Boston, Massachusetts. Enjoy and have a great rest of your week.
well. Listen to the river say sweet songs to rock my soul. I'm gonna listen to the river sing sweet songs to rock my soul.